escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
You're headed toward separate rooms.
I mean, who doesn't yell every once in a while in the middle of some kind of a night terror?
I do. Majority of us.
Yeah.
No, I do.
I mean, you're like back-to-back nights, though.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'd go James River.
Okay, so you're going like in a barbecue direction.
Yeah, like the one that you get on a North Shore beef. You put that on a...
Like a ranch.
Wiggy can't remember anybody's name, but he's got the barbecue sauce guy down pat.
No, James River's the best. It's on all the North Shore beefs.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
You ever been on a cruise?
I did. Very young, a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
That went to like the Bahamas and then...
Curtis, back. Have you?
Never.
I don't like the feeling of constant movement, and I don't know.
You don't really feel it when you're on a boat that big.
Yeah, you do.
Have you been on a cruise?
I just said yes.
Oh, okay.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Were you successful yesterday, Courtney, at getting the swatch, whatever it is?
Swatches, yes.
I have a great home remedy for poison sumac, if you need that.
What is poison sumac?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's on my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, yes, Friday. Curtis in Wiggy's seat. Wiggy is off or at North Carolina, I believe, is where he went.
Maybe he can get dinner with Ben Volen. I mean,
maybe he can. Who would pay in that case?
Neither. They would just leave. Yeah. Ben Volen would say he's got a guy coming from Barstool to pay the tab when he leaves.
Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. Red Sox win game number one in the Bronx. And Roman Anthony with an absolute jack to ensure the win last night. Curtis, off to a pretty good start when it comes to this series, this pivotal series with the Yankees.
For the first time in a while, it feels like we're at the beginning of something pretty good, in that Roman Anthony, even more than the play, the home run in the ninth, you know, he's just effortless. It looks
the bat flip.
Bat flip.
Yeah, grade the bat flip. You're giving it a sick.
No, it was sick. Like it was effortless.
Effortless. Okay.
Yeah, all he just looked so cool doing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the better ones. Yeah,
I give it 10 dongs. That's how I grade it. But the
Chime, how many glizzies on the was it 8.5 glizzies on the bat flip?
No, it was like 42 glizzies.
Okay, all right, okay, fine.
But after the game, it was how he said, I like playing here. He was asked about the atmosphere and the right field and the heckling and the Yankees fans. And he's like, a little more than I expected, but I loved it. And that is obviously the ability to perform at Yankee Stadium is a key component to having a successful Red Sox career. And last night was pretty cool to see, especially a night where Red Sox, now the weekend's a little bit more stress-free because even if you just win one, you split the series, get the hell out of there, and you don't have to go back to the Bronx.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday you had the lower portion of your body hanging off of the bus. Now you're back. You're back. You're
fully back on. I love the bus. Okay. I can sit wherever. I'll even stand if there's a pregnant lady.
All right. Well, Red Sox with a win last night, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. I didn't watch a single down of football last night.
Me neither.
So nope. I will. Did you? Nothing.
Nope, nothing.
Shy, did you watch?
You didn't watch any of the Ben Wooldridge show?
I did not, Shy.
Is it? I didn't realize it was humanly possible in four quarters of football to only throw for 82 yards.
All I know is that Tommy Cutlets still has pizzazz for the Giants. We might get cut.
Can you define pizzazz, please?
He looks like he's still a legend. You know, like he's a legend in his own mind.
Legend
for his
where? Like in his neighborhood
in
New Jersey? Okay.
Yeah,
among fourth string quarterbacks.
Legend. I mean, that's fine.
I feel like Tommy Cutlets is to New York, New Jersey what Peter McNeely is to Medfield. Like they had a brief run. They were big stars. They were viral sensations, and then they disappeared.
He played well last night, though.
He did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that like let's get it out of the way and let's get on to a meaningful NFL game, please.
I cannot wait. I am, and you know, obviously the most interesting thing about last night wasn't anything on the field. It was how enraged Vrabel was by whoever told Schultz, the son of the CEO of Starbucks, that Jalen Polk was done for the year and saying there was a, quote, rat in the building. And this is why when you have a new administration that enters the football facility, it is essential to clean house.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea who did it. None of us do.
I mean, I have my suspicions.
Ooh.
I mean, there's probably not many around there who knew. And one of them is the guy who has been facing a little bit of criticism for drafting him. So I wonder if that's not a way that somebody wants to explain away non-performance by somebody that you are – you're going to be held accountable for drafting.
This is fun. I never thought of that, and that makes perfect sense. I went right to Mayo's brother.
is he still on the staff?
Yeah, he's a strength coach.
Oh, he is still. I mean, I guess it could be,
but
I don't know.
No, I think that Elliott Wolf makes perfect sense. But even if there was a 5% part of Vrabel's mindset that thinks it's Elliott Wolf, you fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, he can't. Can he fire him?
Well, but another issue. Like, that is something my guess is the reason why Vrabel was so pissed. Obviously, A, that they got out, but specifically, my guess is they were talking to teams about trading him. And so now they look like they were making deal offers in bad faith with other organizations because this leaks out before the game.
Right. They're trying to sell a lemon, to use automobile terms.
But that's certainly a fireable offense. If he's able to figure out who did leak, then that guy should be out, or girl. Like, it to me, that's a no-brainer. If you are Mike Vrabel, you go to Kraft, I don't care who it is on the staff, and you say, we have somebody who's leaking information that's putting me in a bad light, putting you in a bad light. Like, it's time for them to hit the road. So if that's Elliot Wolf, I think that Kraft has some special relationship with him. I don't really get it, but he's got to go.
Yeah, I have no idea, and it's probably irresponsible to speculate.
Oh, well.
Who cares?
We're right? here to do that.
It is such an affront to fans that they actually charge Giants fans to watch that last night. Like, it is it could have been in my backyard. I wouldn't have looked at it. Like, and I know that the scrimmages are better, but the NFL gets most things right. But the final preseason game is just awful. Every year, it's worse than the one before.
All right, well, we have a lot to get to on a Friday, and that includes our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. In the absence of Coach Wiggins, are we giving Jackson a lead this morning?
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people want an update on the pursuit of a home.
Okay.
And I saw there's one that's hitting the market on Instagram.
We already chatted. Unfortunately, out of his price range.
Oh, it is? You're at your place?
Yep.
Because you guys are off to the leafy suburb.
We are.
How was Home Depot? Did you go to Lowe's?
No Home
yesterday?
Depot yesterday. Inspection happened yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
It was great.
All right. Make sure you dot your dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yep.
Did they find the termites that are most likely destroying your home from the inside right now?
That was high on my list. I actually asked about termites. Said no termite damage.
No termites. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Actually, Greg, I think they did find something though.
Rats.
Rats.
They are everywhere, those things.
I keep seeing them run across the street while I'm driving to work. Yeah. They're like all out right now.
So
they're big too, like bunny size.
Now, are you able to use the home inspection to renegotiate on the price of your mansion that you're buying?
I do not believe that it is. There was enough in the inspection found for us to renegotiate.
So it was A-okay, yeah. Everything was fine.
Yep.
Place looks great.
Yep.
And no water in the basement.
No, little things like latches and stuff like that. Well, but
sex dungeon is A-okay?
Yeah, sex dungeon is ready to go.
Oof,
jealous.
Sam's awake. So one thing I would highly recommend is that you hire a paranormal investigator.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so they go in and they can tell you if it's haunted, if there's any spirits to do you harm.
Right.
It's really, especially in well-to-do suburbs where there's a lot of old memories from people that have lived in these places in the past. Like, I'm sure Taylor Swift did that in Watch Hill.
Yeah, my ghost hunting friends.
Well, Dale could do it. Maybe gets you a deal.
Yeah, if anybody knows any paranormal people that could come check out the house, please let me know.
I think
seeing ghosts.
I think it'd be a wise investment.
Yeah.
All right, leads in 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday, if you didn't know. And we will certainly discuss the former NFL player who believes that there was collusion directed at none other than Shedeur Sanders.
Mm.
So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up. And the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, including a little DoorDash delivery rage, which led to violence in Milwaukee, and Hill Notes at about 9:20 or 9:30. So you can leave one of those at any time when the spirit moves, not to bring up the paranormal, but when you are motivated to leave a voice note on any topic, do so this morning on the Odyssey app. And you will see a microphone, click on it, and talk away, and we'll play the best Hill Notes coming up at about 9:30 this morning. And here to get us started is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by In the Game Peabody. The Red Sox take the first one against the Yankees on the road. 6-3 was the final. Roman Anthony had a two-run homer in his first game of the rivalry, and Lucas Giolito went 4 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one with the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots got pummeled last night, 42-10 in New Jersey. Ben Wooldridge was in at quarterback. He went 10 for 20, 82 yards passing. He had a touchdown and an interception. And some Jalen Polk news that Curtis brought up already this morning. He's set to undergo another shoulder surgery that will sideline him for the entire 2025-26 season. Elsewhere in the league, Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday. Seems like a hand-arm injury, but they have said that he is okay.
Oh, okay. That must be a more recent update, because Harbaugh sounded like he was concerned about it, Shine, when he spoke yesterday.
Oh, the reports I saw was that they were totally clean.
Yeah.
The X-rays were totally clean.
Okay.
Well, they feel like he'll be good to go for week one.
Yeah. The original statement had me worried because they were talking about looking at X-rays and trying to determine what. So that's good news for Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
It would be great news for Lamar Jackson. Bad news for the Ravens if he missed the entire season, because we would see how bad the Ravens are without him and how much he carries that franchise.
Because who is it? Who even is his backup now? Isn't it like Cooper Rush?
I couldn't tell
you. It's not even Pro Bowl quarterback Snoop Huntley.
I know.
We'll bring on the fun at the game Peabody. Enjoy laser tag, a huge arcade, piles of prizes, a ropes course, climbing wall, and more. Seems right up James's alley, Curtis. Yes. And every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday are double play days, half-price games at In the Game Peabody, where Boston comes to play. Details at inthegamepeabody.com.
Speaking of James, all kinds of activities going on to celebrate the 250th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps.
Yes.
And I know James loves all of those kinds of things, trucks and tanks and
America.
Yep.
America.
Yeah.
And so you ought to get them out there today or this weekend and enjoy.
We're heading up to Maine. We're heading up to Cape Elizabeth, Maine today. And yesterday I want to get it out there that first time we stopped in briefly, but we spent like an hour at Martin's Park in the seaport. And it is so amazing. Like, it's just such a great, you know, the worst thing in the world happens. You lose your son to some terrorists. And then you create this beautiful park that had these awesome slides and, like, I don't know. It was like the nicest park in Boston is what I would call it. It was a great afternoon, so good time.
You're going to have to take him to Gronk's playground next.
I know.
Yeah.
You see, Gronk was choked up talking about Boston.
We talked about that on the show yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't remember seeing the actual. I saw the video of it yesterday. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Really nice. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
And A-Rod and Veritek fought.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay. Excellent. Maybe I'll do that as my lead. All right. We are going to get to at least some of this morning's leads, including one from Jackson, coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Red Sox get an important series with the Yankees off to a good start with a win last night, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are without Wiggy, King Flex, who's always all over everybody else when they dare to take a day off, and all over me for being a soft manager, and so now he's taking full advantage of the flex left and right.
I bumped into Loftus, one of our sales guys around here.
And you're talking about the sales cruiser?
The sales cruiser.
Mike Loftus, yeah.
Boy, does he have pecs. Uh-huh. Those things are popping. God love him. Yeah. I would not mess with him.
Uh-huh.
But no, he said he was like Wiggy's take on the Children's Museum. And how dumb that was, about how it's not more expensive to go to the Children's Museum than the Red Sox.
Oh, yes.
And so yesterday I went to the Children's Museum. Museum, and then dinner at the Smokehouse Barbecue right across the street, good uh-huh. spot,
yeah.
was less than it would cost for a single Red Sox ticket. Before you park, before you drink, like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But he believed it, so it worked out for the segment.
That's true. He does, I will say, Wiggy believes everything he's saying. Most of it is incorrect,
right.
but he does believe that everything he's saying is accurate. So.
But if you have no books in your home, they are obsolete, I guess.
That's true, yeah. All right, well, heads up, you can watch this show if you happen to be at home or you're already at work, and you can do that on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show, every single day on Twitch, is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And now through the end of the month at Springer's, it is the Page Estate Summer Sale. Tons of pre-owned and vintage jewelry up to 70% off. So go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We have leads to get underway. And then at 7:20, they set it quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, all of that coming up. But Shime, let's get going here this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I think I know why you chose that. I'm assuming the title of that is Rome Wasn't Built in a Day, or is it just Rome?
No, nope. It's Rome parentheses wasn't built in a day.
Okay, and the artist, I'm having like an old.
I feel like Wiggy would get this.
I'm having an old head, brain fart moment. Is that Sam?
You're right there.
Sam Hunt?
No, he sang Cupid, roll back your, throw back your bow. Sam, right, give me the, what is it, the last name start
C.
with?
C.
C.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
Well done.
Nailed it. Sam Cooke. All right. Good tune for Roman Anthony, I assume. And
yes, it is.
Leeds this morning brought to you by Subaru. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. And with Wiggy out, a lead for Jackson this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes. Quick update on the apartment search. People are asking.
Yeah,
two of them.
Still looking, but nothing landed yet, but a couple of possibilities.
Okay. Are you open to anywhere? Where do you need to be? Like, would you?
I'd like to be, you know, within 30 miles of this joint.
Okay.
What I've been saying.
Within 30 miles of beautiful, safe, Brighton, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Or anything? Within 30 miles of WEI.
Anything that you need to have? As a part, like, do you need a bathroom, or can you go without? Or
bathroom is optional, but preferred for sure.
How many bedroom? One bedroom, fine. Or
we're looking for something with a little bit of an office, or like a little tiny second bedroom or something. But
that way you can prepare some of your work.
Where do you think all this brilliance comes from?
Yes, correct.
I need a whole room.
All right, your lead this morning, Jackson.
Speaking of which, there's something that's been on my mind for over a week now that I just have to get out and. I have to apologize to, Curtis and Courtney.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Last week was a bit of an off week.
Is this when you lost control on the two of them while I was gone?
Apparently, yes.
Mm.
Lost control. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what happened. Like I said, there's been a lot of, things going on, but like our guy Wiggy says, you cannot let your night job affect your day job.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's not like I was unprepared. I don't know. I felt like I was Chuck Knoblauch. I felt like I was doing everything right, but just things kept going wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I want to apologize to you for doing that to your show and to Curtis and Courtney.
You don't owe me an apology. I was on vacation.
Yeah,
I didn't know anything.
But I understand how fledgling it can be sitting up there with your faith in somebody else's hands and how nerve-wracking that can be. And I saw that the big boss man is giving me another chance because our boy Shime next week is taking a day off, and I have redemption.
I'm not taking a day off. I'm filling in somewhere else, though, but yes.
Okay, taking a show off.
Well, it was... I don't know I don't know anything about this. What are you doing?
I believe Ken has me scheduled to be filling in the middays for a day next week because Adam Jones is just flexing his life away over there.
Okay.
Why don't we put Courtney on the afternoon show and Wiggy can do the Sox game?
Oh, Wiggy doing a Sox game would be tremendous.
And you're suggesting what? That you're going to produce that day? I don't know that that's been decided.
I mean, I've been told that that would be the situation. Your show. It's up to you.
Well, yeah, it's my show. I mean, I'd suggest that Ken maybe should return to the show and produce that
I think
program.
that would be a great idea.
I mean, I feel like that would be great. But anyway, what were you saying?
I mean, I was saying that he offered me redemption in an effort to, I don't know if he's offering me redemption on purpose or it's just I'm the guy that's there, but I have a chance to make it up on Tuesday if you should so allow.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that that inspired me to be better. It's not like I don't try to be better, but there's little things that I can do to make it so I will make it so. And
that's good, Jack.
That Jackson is old school Jackson. Today is new school Jackson.
I see. So no rage Jackson going forward?
No rage.
Okay. All right.
Any rage I've ever felt or expressed was probably just, you know, at me.
It was more frustration.
Yeah,
it was.
Frustration.
You didn't see. I didn't get any rage. It was more you and Curtis going.
Yeah, there was a back and forth about how he said I think I'm perfect, and I said we play drops.
He said I am perfect.
I didn't see it.
I said we play drops here from years ago where I was being berated for being a moron, and I deserved every bit of it because I was a drunken moron.
Perfecto.
And then he said, well, I'm not drinking. You showed up drunk and all this stuff. And I said, hey, you know, it's a great thing. There's one thing that people that abuse substances are great at, and it's deflecting.
Well, get past that.
It's like you're being yelled at, and all of a sudden you're yelling at the person that was yelling at you, and the person's like, what the hell's going on? How do we get here?
What's with the yelling, by the way?
Good to take accountability.
No, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Always. Jackson, thank you. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I played that lead song for our guy Roman Anthony because last night is exactly how you kind of make a name for yourself in the city of Boston, where you have big moments against the New York Yankees. As Curtis did yesterday, he did his, what, top five Red Sox-Yankees moments of your lifetime.
He left the probably the most pivotal one off the list, though, and that was Veritek A-Rod. But yes.
Yeah, you're right. 100%, Greg. He definitely missed that one.
I actually would like to apologize to you for forgetting that.
It's not a problem.
Okay.
But what Roman Anthony did last night with the home run and the bat flip and just like, he has, as the kids would say, aura, and to do that against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium and kind of seem to relish the opportunity is exactly how you endear yourself to Red Sox fans. Like, that's how you become a true part of this organization, this team, this city, and being locked up long term, seeing moments like that, feeling that kind of energy from him is really encouraging. And whether the Red Sox, you know, do have success in the playoffs or don't this year is still yet to be seen, but I think it's safe to say that, like, Roman Anthony gets it. He understands the city. He understands exactly what it means to be a Red Sox player. And it was kind of awesome to see that moment for him last night. I'm excited for him going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there seems like there is a bright future there for Roman Anthony and for the ball club. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what ends up happening with Marcelo Meyer, and does he end up being injury prone? And you know, you're not going to get him until spring training. So, when it comes to these, the big three, the prospects, Roman Anthony, I think, has lived up, at least so far this season, to the expectation.
I think he's exceeded it.
Yeah.
And I would also say that the future of the Red Sox, at least until the new contract, the new CBA is signed, will be similar to what they did with Crochet, which is they're not going to enter the offseason and truly engage in the pursuit of the highest-priced free agent. They're going to enter an offseason with Joe Ryan this year, and they're going to use Marcelo Meyer or someone like him as a way to get that guy here that still has years of team control. I just don't think the Red Sox with John Henry are going to be back bidding on the best players at the top of the market in free agency. I think they're going to use their farm system as a means to get guys that are on lower market teams or smaller market teams onto the Red Sox while they still have team control. I think that's the future.
Yeah. And speaking of prospects, those password futures that I bought are definitely going to pay off.
Why did you have them on?
Imagine if you had listened to that dude that we had on and purchased some futures in the password.
Wow.
And boom. He's sitting there yesterday in Worcester, and the phone rings, and they throw him in a Toyota, and a couple
with
hours
no
later,
hubcap.
Couple hours later, the man is in the Bronx.
Yeah,
I mean, participating in the greatest rivalry in sports, and somebody is sitting at home going ka-ching, right? I mean, my Lord, I was called all kinds of names for having that guest on this show by the listeners.
It was almost as bad as your audio eulogies.
Right, my Lord, they were some people were threatening to call the SEC and things like that.
Who paid for that segment?
My God. So yeah, the password gets the call up, and we got a game tonight. What time first pitch tonight? 7:05. 7:05 first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And you can listen to the Boston Red Sox, who are one game up on the Yankees in this series. And you can talk about the Boston Red Sox and the Yankees all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. All right. Shime, Jackson, both of those leads into the ether. And when we come back, a lead from Courtney and a lead from Curtis next on the Greg Hill Show here at
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
WEEI. New England Patriots audio on this show today, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded, and brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. And that is Mike Vrabel yesterday. Not so happy when it comes to those who may be leaking information, in this case, information about Jalen Polk. But the guy is going to have to lay out a giant hunk of cheese down there, Curtis, and see if you can draw the rats out.
I love the old stories where, I don't know whether who the coach was, whether it was Belichick, Parcells, or one of the old school, Jimmy Johnson, that they would put up a fake draft chart.
Yeah.
And then, depending on who said what to who, they knew that they were leaking information and they would be gone.
Yeah.
So maybe they can do something like that.
I mean, who is in the organization? Who is left that would be working against him?
Not many people. That's why I think that it's probably very easy for Mike Vrabel to figure out who did it. I'm on Greg's side. I thought the same thing when Greg brought up Elliot Wolf this morning. It just seems like maybe the two of them aren't on the same page. Elliot Wolf's been getting a lot of heat recently. It would make sense.
But I don't think it makes quite as much sense, just because Elliot Wolf would be at least in the room around the phone calls that would be being made to try and trade Jalen Polk. So he would basically be hurting himself by hurting the team by trying to hinder trades away.
Yeah.
So to me, it screams a lower level coach that got sweet talked by Jordan Schultz into saying something and now is going to be either reprimanded or feels like an idiot.
I would say that the Elliot Wolf makes sense, because my guess is nobody was biting on the trade because he was not traded, and he's about to be cut, which would be a horrific stain on his resume.
Correct.
As an executive.
Correct.
So instead of being cut, he can say, well, he didn't play well this camp,
right?
So we couldn't trade him. It's not because he's bad.
It's because of the shoulder.
It's because of his shoulder.
It's not a bad draft pick by me. It's because of the shoulder.
We didn't find this out a week ago when, according to several teams, that the Patriots were taking calls on Duggar and Polk and these guys. And now you're heading into the final preseason game and you're not going to see him. Yeah. And that's because they're saying he's hurt, and that's what they did.
Curtis, I think you're relatively right, but do you think there's also then a chance that Vrabel is kind of playing us, that he is very aware that that was their plan, and he's kind of just saying to the media, oh, yeah, we got to find the rats in here?
No, yeah, that's leaking stories. That was not
he sounded pissed.
Sound like he was playing along there? Like he was, like, funning? No, he sounded pissed off yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're a good actor.
Huh?
What? Should we bring traps on
Monday? We should bring cheese. I mean, I think we should bring... Mike, we will be talking with Mike Vrabel on the show Monday morning from Gillette Stadium.
Sorry, Sean.
We get mic'd up Mondays underway, and we will... I would assume that's going to be early, Curtis, in the show on Monday morning.
Yeah, 6:30
or so,
usually.
Bright and early? Okay. All right. Wiggy's off today. We got leads left. A bunch of those this morning, including one right now from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Good morning, Greg. So two of my favorite people got together in North Carolina yesterday, and I am just so happy that Ben Volen and Bill Belichick got to sit down and commiserate. And we all, I think, take these in the wrong directions, like because it's like Belichick versus Kraft or Kraft versus this. To me, neither of them have done anything that makes them look better. And they would both be served in changing their approaches. Because if you're Bill Belichick and you're at North Carolina and your goal is to return to the NFL, this doesn't help. Bitching about the owner and the owner's son when your two kids are on your staff is pretty pathetic. And I agree. Kraft did a million things wrong. I think that Kraft did you dirty with the Dynasty docuseries. That would have enraged me. Kraft did you dirty by going on with Charlemagne the God the second his team was going down the toilet saying he fired you instead of saying what he said at the presser, which was a mutual parting of the ways. I am totally empathetic to all the anger that Bill Belichick justifiably feels towards Robert Kraft. However, Robert Kraft gave him the opportunity to come here. Robert Kraft stood by his side during Spygate. Robert Kraft tolerated a decade without a Super Bowl with the greatest quarterback of all time, and he tolerated the end in 2017 when you coughed up a Super Bowl for a non-football reason. So when Bill Belichick tells Ben Volen that they won early because there were fewer people involved, my follow-up to Bill would have been, in 2017, why didn't you win, Bill? It had nothing to do with Jonathan or Dan or Josh or any of the Krafts. It had to do with you allowing something to become personal. The only person within the Holy Trinity of the Patriots that truly prioritized winning above all else was the quarterback. To the demise of his marriage, to the demise of personal relationships, Kraft and Belichick have been showing us all that it was so much more about settling petty scores than it was about winning football games.
Classless.
Wait a minute. You don't think Bill Belichick prioritized winning over everything else?
When Super Bowl 52.
I need a full explanation on what happened there.
You do not prioritize winning above all else when you hire Joe Judge and Matt Patricia to be your offensive coordinators.
Well, now we're talking about the end days. The end days were difficult for Bill.
I just gave you pretty good examples back to back.
So Curtis is discussing the fact that among the things that Bill said to Ben Volen was that he was enjoying coaching now at the University of North Carolina because he didn't have to deal with there was no owner and there was no owner's son.
Right.
I'm assuming that he is speaking specifically of somebody in the Patriots organization.
Yes, I would say it's that rhymes with Jonathan. And but the other thing is just something we've talked about. Like there is no statue. Like that's not happening.
Not a chance in France.
There is a better chance of Wiggy getting a statue than there is of Bill Belichick.
It was. I mean, that's the final nail in the coffin. Oh, there's just no shot, which is terrible. And now they're both at fault because I think Bill using his platform to continue the fight instead of, like, there was no reason to kind of bring the Krafts into it at that point.
Right. And if you're happy where you are, you don't do
exactly.
That is the sign of someone that is scorned.
I do think he's happy where he is. I just think that he takes this opportunity to throw a shot when he can. Like, which is petty,
both sides do.
Yes, of course.
Both sides continue to, and Curtis is spot on. Like, why? You know, like, why? Like, just move on.
Right.
I mean, just get past it. It's years ago now.
Right. Like, do you think part of the deal from Volan to get the exclusive was that they wouldn't ask, that he wouldn't ask about the PR girlfriend?
Jordan?
There's nothing about her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll get past that.
Right. I wish I could.
Was Jordan there for the interview?
It doesn't say. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that's coming tomorrow. I heard Ben Volan and Jordan had lunch at Bojangles.
Not talking about this.
It is crazy that she allowed Ben Volan an interview.
Right.
Because I do think she signs off on who gets to speak to Bill now.
Is she still signing off on
things? I believe she is.
Does she do it in crayon? Okay. Yeah. I mean, it seems weird to me that she is still involved in the entire process. But I mean, I guess that's love.
Right. Yeah. Another sign that winning isn't the most important thing.
That's true love right there.
Amen.
It's like going to Morgan Wallen at Gillette Stadium when he goes on at 9:45 or whatever time tonight. That's also true love. That's what I'm doing this evening.
I bet you're going to have a blast.
All the way out to Gillette.
The traffic getting out of there is going to be so much fun.
Could the guy go on at like a reasonable time of the evening? I mean, I get it. I'm an old man, but 9:10, 9:30, something like that? My God. I won't be back in the city until midnight or something like that.
That is true.
I'm going to fall asleep on the way home.
I know.
For crying out loud. This is Marty from Key Largo. Hello, Marty.
Hey, guys. You know, I try and call you once a year to just say thank you for everything you do. Last week, I had a heart procedure. I was listening to you guys on my AirPods during the whole thing.
Oh.
You guys really take care of me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And last night was absolutely awesome to see Roman Anthony hit that home run.
Yeah.
It's great. Thank you so much.
Everything okay? A-okay with the ticker, Marty?
Hey, night and day, man. Okay. It's amazing what they can do with medicine now.
Okay. That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
Did you listen to Wiggy when you saw a light?
No.
Did they give you...
Just thank you guys so much.
Did they give you, like, the heart of an orangutan or something? Isn't that what they do?
They just stuck a tube in my heart. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Well, Marty, you're doing well.
Marty, we're glad to have you around. All right, when we come back... lead from Courtney and a lead from yours truly on the Friday Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.